you have two main drivers of sleep, your homeostatic sleep drive and your circadian rhythm. These two natural internal processes in your body work together, though they are independent, to keep you awake when you need to be awake and asleep when you need to be asleep. They also need to be in sync for you to get great sleep. When they become dysregulated, you start to run into trouble. Your homeostatic sleep drive is essentially pressure for sleep that builds up the longer you're awake. Picture a balloon. It's flat and empty the moment you open your eyes in the morning. As you go through your day, it gradually begins to inflate, filling up with sleepiness. When it's at this optimal amount, picture a perfectly inflated balloon, you feel the need for sleep. Your eyes get heavy, you climb into bed, and drift off. When you take a nap, you're basically letting some of the air out of the balloon, or relieving some of that sleep pressure. What causes sleep pressure to increase? Well, honestly, we aren't 100% sure. As much as we've mapped the human brain during sleep, there's still a lot we don't know about sleep, even though it's one of the most basic and essential biological processes of the human experience. But one of the leading hypotheses is that our sleep drive is hooked to the buildup of certain neurochemicals, which are byproducts of brain activity. A specific neurochemical responsible for sleepiness is, we think, adenosine. If you've ever taken a science class, you might remember learning about ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, the energy source for all the living cells in our body. While you're awake, adenosine builds up in the brain. As you sleep, that neurochemical drains away. Caffeine, one of the most common ways to keep ourselves awake despite an ever-growing sleep balloon, works because it engages in a biochemical battle with adenosine in the brain. There's basically a fight between the two molecules that breaks out in your brain. And caffeine blocks adenosine uptake by brain receptors. It works really effectively for a while, but when it wears off, you can have a sudden crash of exhaustion as that sleep pressure rebounds right back. So that's the first important piece. You wake up, that balloon starts to inflate, and once that sleep pressure reaches its optimal level, your body wants to fall asleep. But your homeostatic sleep drive isn't the only thing regulating your sleep cycle. If it were, you might just drop off throughout the day and night whenever that balloon filled up, even if that happened to be in the middle of a meeting or while you were driving. Which brings us to the circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is, most basically, your master clock that governs the rhythm of all your body's processes, including sleep and wakefulness. All of the cells in your body, all of your organs, including your brain, have rhythms. There's an ebb and flow of processes and activity throughout the course of a 24-hour day. That master clock that controls all of this lives deep in an area of the brain called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or SCN, which is found in the hypothalamus, a small but influential area of the brain that controls everything from the release of hormones, to thirst, to body temperature, and more. It also determines your alertness rhythm throughout the day. In general, our alertness tends to spike higher in the morning, dip in the afternoon, rebound slightly, and then wane slowly through the evening until we need to go to sleep. So how does this master clock decide how to regulate us? In two main ways. The first is internal. Your master clock's rhythms are shaped by your genes and the proteins they produce. This is something you don't have much control over. It's written in your DNA. Like a lot of other traits, your hair color, your preference for sweet versus salty, whether you can roll your tongue or not, you inherited a circadian preference from your parents and ancestors. You probably already know whether you're a morning or night person by nature. You can certainly push against your genetic circadian preference, but some people find that more challenging than others. It may always be hard for you to stay up late, or you may manage to shift your wake time earlier because of a job schedule, or simply because you want to seize the day, but may always feel sluggish or foggy for a while, like you're fighting your body's pre-programmed settings. That's because, well, you are. This isn't to discourage you or imply that it's a losing battle, just to realize that there's nothing wrong with you if you do have trouble moving your bed or wake times.